AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and with us we have Newman Catholic softball coach Tom Dunn. Coach, how you doing?
Great. It's a wonderful day.
Yeah, it is a great day. Here you are heading back to a state softball tournament, and have you had obviously a few days to kind of let this all sink in again? And every team's a little different going to a state softball tournament. Tell us what it's been like kind of getting this team ready now to go to state.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. This is a great group of young ladies, and because we are the number 8 seed, there's no pressure on us, and the girls have been practicing hard yet relaxed, and looking at it is a lot of excitement that we get a chance to potentially go out and go down and knock off the number 1 team.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I mean, number 1 teams get knocked off, and number 1 seeds get knocked off all the time. All you have to do is look back to Friday at the state baseball tournament when number 1 seeded Martinsdale St. Mary's got beat.
Yeah, it's especially in a year like this. I don't know if obviously Collins Maxwell is a great team since they've won back-to-back state titles, but in the shortened season, not everybody is playing as good a softball potentially as they would have if they would have had a whole year. And you know, any little thing can make the difference. And yes, as you just saw, there was a big upset in the baseball, and so we'd like to have that big upset in the softball side.
You mentioned this being a different kind of season. Talk about maybe some of the more difficult things to go through this year while dealing with the COVID-19 situation.
Well, I think a lot of it was the uncertainty at first, and then all of the protocols to try and keep people healthy. And like for us, we were one of the teams affected by it while we were waiting to have a test for one of our players. So we didn't know if we're going to have a season. We started our season. We had part of a season, and then we got to sit out almost a week, and then we got to continue our season. And so it has been a very unusual one, and makes it a little tougher to stay in a flow. But again, we were just happy that, especially for the seniors, that we got to have some kind of season.
Yeah, talk about your opponent a little bit more today, Collins Maxwell. You did play him a year ago.
Yes, we did. We played him up at Riceville, and I believe you were there. And it was a nice hot day, and that was our second game of the day. And we did okay. They ended up beating us 8-1. It was our second game back to back on that hot day, and we were able to. I believe we got 3 hits and we scored a run. And I think going into the state tournament last year, they'd only given up like 6 runs or 7 runs, and we were one of those. So. And we were able to put the bat on the ball. So we're hoping that this year we can even do more of that. That we feel like we, up and down the lineup, we have a bunch of girls who can hit, and even girls on the bench that can hit. And if they can put the ball in play, we think we've got a chance.
Well, and their pitcher, I mean, they've got a pretty good pitcher, obviously.
Yeah, she's one of the best there is. She's going to Virginia, I believe, to try and pitch for them. So she's done a great job. I think she's in 100 innings. She's got 188 strikeouts, and she does a tremendous job. And we also think that if we're smart and can stay off her rise ball, that we have a chance to put the ball in play. And if you do that, you never know what's going to happen, especially when you get in the state tournament.
You've had a team that's done a pretty good job of making contact this year, and anytime you put the ball in play, things can happen.
Yeah, this is one of the first times in my coaching career that we actually have done a good job walk to strikeout ratio, where we have walked more than we've struck out, and so our strikeouts have been limited this year. We've been much more patient at the plate and been able to put the ball in play, and that's part of the reason that we're averaging just over 10 runs a game.
I just, you mentioned your seniors, and obviously one that stands out for a lot of people, and I've had a lot of people ask me about your left-handed shortstop, Lily Castle.
She breaks all the rules, but just gets the job done. And you've had an opportunity to see her. She makes plays that other right-handed shortstops who can't make. She just does a tremendous job. She covers the ground, and she just seems to know where the ball's going, and she doesn't make very many mistakes. And it's amazing how she can go to the hole and reset her feet and to make that long throw across and get people out. So we've been very fortunate. You know, she's one of the few players that came in as an eighth grader and has started every game as the leadoff hitter since that first day. And that's kind of a rarity because there's not a ton of eighth graders who usually end up playing in our program.
And then you got a senior battery, too, you're going with.
Yes, Paige Leininger has just done a tremendous job. A year ago, she came in about a third of the way through the season and took over the pitching duties. And she'd been a pitcher in travel ball and had already been an All-State second baseman. And so she fields her position very well. And as she's gotten better and hits the spots, it's been great. And then Haley Warman is the senior catcher, and this is her third position in 3 years. She started as a first baseman, and then we added her third base, and now she's a catcher. And looking at the stats for the state, she's leading the state in runners attempting to steal thrown out. She's thrown out a dozen runners this year and has done a great job. And actually, currently, she's our leading hitter on the team with exactly a .500 batting average. So those three seniors are tremendous, and as you always talk about being strong up the middle, pitcher, catcher, shortstop, all three of those are seniors and great leaders as well.
Well, this is, the state tournament is the same. It's still a state tournament, but yet there are some different twists this year with the virus having an impact on some things. You're giving your kids an opportunity to get to the state tournament on a Monday, just to get a feel for what it's like there.
Yeah, we're going to go down after practice today and watch Charles City. We had a chance to scrimmage Charles City on Friday, so it was kind of nice. And so we kind of know their girls. And yes, to go down, and I think almost all the girls on the team are going to go today and just get a chance to see all the pageantry. So when they show up tomorrow, that it's, especially for the younger girls, so that it won't be quite as nerve-wracking because they'll have at least seen what happens today.
Good stuff. Tom, how do you feel going into the tournament?
Oh, I think I'm very, very similar to the girls. I'm relaxed and excited because, I believe we can knock them off. You know, you also were calling the game in 1990 when we knocked off the number one team in the state, and that was when it was a one-class state tournament. And so we figure that, maybe the stars are aligned. 3 decades later, we'll do the same thing.
I had to be 15 years old back then.
We're even that old. I know you were really good at your job. So,
Tom, I appreciate your time this morning. Good luck. Have fun at the state softball tournament.
Thanks, Tim. We sure will.
All right. See you there.
All righty.
That is Tom Dunn, the Newman Catholic softball coach. And, again, we will have coverage at the state tournament on AM 1300 KGLO and online at KGLOAM.com. The Knights will take on Collins Maxwell Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock ball game. We'll be on the air probably about 2:45 with a pregame show.